This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he never told his former personal attorney Michael Cohen to break the law. One day after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for helping make payments to buy the silence of two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump. In a television interview, the president said Cohen, who worked for him for 12 years, was supposed to know the law.
Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer. A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
Cohen pleaded guilty to arranging $280,000 in payments at Trump's direction to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal, but the payments were not reported as campaign donations. Cohen also pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about Trump's efforts in early 2016 to build a Moscow skyscraper to mimic Trump's false claim to voters that he had no Russian business ventures. A Russian woman pleaded guilty Thursday here in Washington to acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with conservative groups in the U.S. and infiltrate the Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been accused of working with people suspected of being employed by Russia's intelligence agency.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing February 12th. She could be deported to her homeland after serving any prison. This is VOA News.